And then we're approaching the anniversary of his death, of Playa's death. Were you able to interview Mr. Carromero and Mr. Modig, the two Europeans that were there in the
car?
Yes,
I interviewed them both and tell their stories in the book. I think most people know that there was a car wreck. And I divide the car wreck, the whole affair, into two categories. There are the things we know for sure, and there are the unknowns. And the thing we know for sure is that the car that Oswaldo Payao was riding in, it was being driven by Ango Carromero, was hit from behind. It was rammed from behind. And Carromero lost control of the car. Now, there are things we don't know. We don't exactly know how Oswaldo died, and Harold Cepero, who was also in the car, his protege. There are many things that are unanswered about facts of that day. But in the book, I try and tell what I know to be the facts, and then leave as question marks some of the unknowns. In the trial of Mr. Carromero for what happened that day, the fact that the car was hit from behind was never raised. Question, why?
And Mr. Modig claimed from the very beginning that he wasn't fully aware what was happening because he was injured, and he was asleep, and then he was injured, and he didn't know, and he was confused. Even from the hospital, he seems to be confused on his whereabouts. And that continues to be the case, where he simply isn't able to provide a lot of information?
I spent a lot of time talking about it. He did fall asleep as they were driving, but in the last minute, when the car was rammed from behind, he crunched up in like a fetal position to protect himself. So something in his mind, clearly he recognized there were about to be some danger. Then he blacked out at the time, and then he came to in an ambulance. But one of the reasons I say we know that the car was rammed from behind is that both Carromero and Modig had sent text messages to family and friends in Europe. And I have those text messages, and I write about them in the book, in which they say we were hit from behind. This is contemporaneous evidence that this really happened. It wasn't something that people imagined. But what actually happened after that car was hit, there are some mysteries.
So these text messages clearly say from Carromero and Modig, they both state that they were hit from behind.
In one of the messages, they're quoting each other. Okay. So one of them quotes the other saying, they were quoting each other, saying we were hit from behind. They messaged to people in Europe, we were hit from behind. Mm-hmm. And Carromero says that when the car stopped, and he was escorted away, the first thing he said to the people who pulled him up is, why did you do this to us?
The Washington Post has asked for an investigation of this accident. Other people have too. The Payá family is asking for an investigation. I don't know if there are other entities asking for an investigation, but apparently one needs to be done.
Many people have said there should be one, but it's 10 years later. There has never been a satisfactory investigation. There was a trial of Carromero. It was unsatisfactory. Many facts were not brought up at the trial. And I think that there certainly is a need for a good and clear investigation. The Cuban government has said openly, no, there's no need for it. We did everything. It was a traffic wreck, and we closed the case.
Okay. Well, Mr. Hoffman, thank you very much for this interview. We appreciate it. And we hope you enjoy Miami. And will you